code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on. Bridge the distance between you and me. There's a list of grievances, 100 miles long. There's a cone of silence, and it can't go on.
Thanks, folks. I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on April the 16th, 2008. I get up this morning, hitting the floor as usual, running, because there's so much to do, and it's not stopped 7 days a week where I am, because I'm doing a lot of pretty well everything that a team would do. But I went outside to see if I get some fresh air, and there's all the spraying right above your heads, just going at it like never before. They're really stepping it up. And crisscross patterns, and these checkerboard patterns across the sky, until the whole thing is just one chemical mush. And people think they're going to have some kind of freedom if they complain to politicians, and yet the politicians and all the media won't touch this vital subject. We're being poisoned. Poisoned, and I'm kidding you not, we're getting poisoned every day. And you wonder why the cancer rate is through the roof in young people. I talk to surgeons who tell me this kind of stuff. Since I've been spraying heavily for 10 years, the cancer incidence has gone up. Incredibly. You couldn't even dump talcum powder into the atmosphere on a daily basis without it affecting your health. The stuff that they're dumping into the atmosphere has been well analyzed not just by me, but by others too. And you can look into my site, cuttingthroughthematrix.com, and alanwattsentientsentinel.eu, for the previous reports I've done on this. Some were done by television stations in the US, and they have the barium in it, there's cadmium in it, there's aluminum oxide, and goodness knows what else in it. Until the spraying is stopped, we don't have a hope in hell, because they are drugging the public as well. I'm sure of that. I've watched how their IQ has been dropping on heavy, heavy sprayed days. Not only their IQ, their topics of conversation become more and more routine, as in from the media, that is. An average person, you can point up and say, look at that, look at the spraying. If you see them walk away from you or turn their eyes back to the ground because you've said something that's simply not within their downloading, that person is a goner. They're already gone, and you have to understand that. You can't wake those kind of people up when they cannot see what's happening in front of their eyes. So that's my little beef for tonight, because this is incredible. It's going on and on and on. Everyone's got bronchitis, ongoing bronchitis with it. When they stop spraying, you'll find that people get nervous and anxious, because the tranquilizing agent within this spray, this concoction up there, this multi-purpose concoction, they find that the loading dose in their bloodstream is dropping. And when that drops, they get irritable and anxious. Once they start spraying, it's back on again. I think the music's coming in the background, so I'll be back with more of this after these messages.
Yeah. It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Reports are coming in from all over North America about wild MPG.
My 97 Honda Civic went from just over 31 miles per gallon to over 50 miles per gallon.
My 98 Plymouth Breeze went from just over 38 miles per gallon to over 77 miles per gallon.
My 95 Ford F-150 went from 12.7 miles per gallon to 33 miles per gallon.
It's not a hybrid.
It's not an electric.
Wild MPG is an inexpensive modification that gives you incredible savings, a cleaner engine, better performance, more horsepower, less dependence on foreign oil, and better gas mileage.
Far better gas mileage.
Find out more at wildmpg.com.
Wild MPG means more money in your pocket.
The Wild MPG kit is absolutely guaranteed to increase your gas mileage by at least 50%, or the cost of the kit will be refunded to you. Visit wildmpg.com.
WildMPG.com.
Welcome to the revolution in fuel economy technology. WildMPG.com.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural wound care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores, also called bed sores. The Healing Formula was developed by a home caregiver with over 30 years experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including organic aloe vera gel and 35% hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, decreasing pain while promoting healing. The Healing Formula has also proved effective in other areas, such as abrasions, cuts, burns, and rashes. There are over 6,000 peer-published documents on the ingredients in this healing bed sore formula, with not one adverse reaction reported when used properly. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you are not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, nurses, and anyone with a non-healing wound. Please visit our website at healingformula.com or call 800-357-2944. That's 800-357-2944.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt, and we're back cutting through the matrix and hopefully cutting through this smog that's dumped over our heads every day by some big air force that everybody's keeping mum about, as they say in masonry. Mum's the word, if you wondered what it was. And it's an ongoing assault on the health of everyone beneath across the planet. It's happening in China, Japan, everywhere. Of course, the optimists will say, well, they're trying to save us from global warming because their global warming brainwashing has worked on them, because it's an utter farce, this whole con game to do with global warming. It's nothing more than just an utter farce. And we've gone through the records of some of the think tanks that came up with the idea in the first place and admitted in their own publication that it was a con to get the world together under a unified world system. And not a happy little democratic world either. They favored, they said, the same people from the Club of Rome who published the book, The First Global Revolution. They favored collectivism, in other words, the Soviet-type system that was the better way to rule over people and get your way. After all, the little people at the bottom don't really know what they want. They want entertainment and have fun, and they want to be happy all the time and purchase and buy things and all that kind of stuff. And as far as we're concerned, at the top, that's the only purpose that we have. And they've decided a long time ago that that purpose really had no function anymore. It was time to bring the population down, for only the wealthy elites, you know, the ones who really control this world, the ones who are interbred down through the centuries, they should have the world to themselves. And with technology being at such a high degree of advancement, and a lot of stuff we've never told about, of course, never will be told about until we see it, then they could do without the need for all this human labor. And apart from that, they could make better types of slaves anyway. And that's where your tax money has been going for 100 years into genetic research and all other kinds of research to make the ideal creation to serve the masters. We're also seeing crisis everywhere. This is the age of crisis creation. People come together and do what they're told. They obey orders during crisis, during wartime scenarios, and that's why they needed a war on terror, an ambiguous term, a war on terror, because terror is a technique of war itself, you see. And it's a war on what? A war on technique. It's a made-up, nonsensical term, because you can't think of any other enemy anymore. Since we're global, you can't have enemies in a global society unless you look at the general population, and that's exactly what they've done. Every email, every phone call, every fax is listened to. It's recorded and stored immediately. Even your paper mail is getting opened. If you notice a little almost invisible white tape they put back on it again when they seal it up. And we're told this is the new freedom, a term used by Bush Jr., little boy Bush. The new freedom. You should listen to these terms and take note, because they're giving you a legal definition, a new legal definition of something. The new freedom. The new freedom means you do what you're told. He also said, if you're not with us, you're against us. That means anyone who is not for the war policies, and I mean the whole war, the 100 years war policy of those in control, are now an enemy of the state. And you'd better believe they mean business. These are psychopaths at the top. They have thousands and thousands of helpers that they recruit from universities to do all their work for them. They have psychotic scientists working for them, making nice little viruses and bacteria to kill you all off. And they've been at this for a long, long time. There are books out published with declassified information about this kind of thing. It's not off the top of my head. It's not some kind of paranoid delusion. Believe you me, I'd rather not talk about this at all. I'd like to live in a real world too, where perhaps I could just write books or play nice music and make people happy. We are living at a time where we're the last generation amongst us, that is, not all of us, but within this generation, are the last people who can convey their thoughts clearly enough and succinctly enough and have enough data and memory to put it across to others. The generation growing up now don't have that ability. Even the IQ is officially being lowered. We'll be under tremendous attack, long in the planning and long in the implementation. And amongst all the crises that they're after, they use the traditional methods of war. They go after water, food. And now it's food, food, food. Oh my goodness, we're running out of food. Suddenly, we're running out of food. Suddenly, now that the five big agri-food businesses have control of pretty well every grain on the planet, suddenly, we're running out of food. This is a planned agenda. You make people obey by having that which they need to live on, water and food. And of course, energy, oil, etc., electricity, all the things that you need personally in this day and age to survive. And yet, if you just read the media, the little bits of stories that come out here and there, you'll be able to put a big picture together that totally contradicts all their hype and hysteria. And what you'll see is a planned, deliberate agenda taking place right now. This particular story I'm going to read now is from the Chronicle Herald, It's a Canadian newspaper. This one is from the Halifax, Nova Scotia edition, the Chronicle Herald. And it's April the 15th. Now, tell me if this makes any sense to you, especially when you're hearing nothing but hype and coming food shortages. And this says, Ottawa will pay pork producers $50 million to cull their animals, result of the collapse of the hog, that's the pig industry. It's from the Associated Press. Edmonton, and what is being called an unprecedented move, the federal government will pay Canadian pork producers $50 million to kill off 150,000 of their pigs by the fall, as the industry teeters on the brink of economic collapse. The animals are being destroyed at slaughter plants and on pig farms in a bid to cull the swine breeding herd by 10%. Now, this is coming, remember, from the top of government, who really taken over the farming industry, at least the lawmaking decisions part of it. The rest of it's owned by their pals, the big five agribusinesses. It goes on to say, regulated, UN warns of food emergency as prices escalate. So here they are killing off. Now, if this is happening in Canada and they're killing off pigs, you can guarantee they're doing it in every other country at the same time. That's what I've found down through my life. They do the same things everywhere else at the same time. UN warns of food emergency as prices escalate. Most of the meat is to be used for pet food, or otherwise disposed of. That means dumped. But up to 25% of it will be made, this is to make it more palatable, will be made available to Canadian food banks. That's a joke. That won't happen. The value that the market is providing to hog farmers for their breeding animals has fallen to virtually nothing, said Martin Rice, executive director of the Canadian Pork Council on Monday. Now, what they're not saying here is, see, most of the pork coming into Canada now is coming in from countries like China. Even the insulin that comes from the livers of pigs for diabetics, the insulin is coming from China. They just recalled a whole batch of it because their pigs were eating contaminated food. To continue with this article, it is due to the economic collapse of the industry. These are farms that families have spent decades building up. We cannot see relief coming. It is agonizing for them. It takes a toll. Producers are weighed down by the cumulative impact of low prices, increasing feed costs, and the high value of the loonie, that's a dollar. They're also facing new country of origin labeling rules for meat products in the United States that are to go into effect later this year. Canada's 10,000 pork producers are mainly in Ontario, Quebec, Manitoba, Saskatchewan, Alberta, and British Columbia. Farmers who wish to take part in the cull can apply for federal compensation payments until the end of August. Those who qualify for payments must agree to kill off an entire breeding barn of pigs and not to restock the barn for 3 years. The program is retroactive to November 2007, and farmers have until this November to complete the cull. The council estimates that about 50,000 pigs have already been destroyed, with about 100,000 more to come by the fall. It's quite amazing, as I say, here you are with the hype about food shortages everywhere, people starving in parts of the world, and here's your own governments again, which really are not yours after all. That's a big secret. They're not your governments whatsoever. Creating a further crisis, a much, much further crisis. A few years ago, Newt Gingrich was handing out a book to every congressional person in Washington, and it was called The Third Way by Alvin Toffler. In that book, Mr. Toffler states that the coming world will be a vegetarian world, no meat eaters at all, and it must be so, he said. He didn't explain why it must be so, he just says it must be so. And you'll find these characters at the top have been pushing this particular part of the agenda for a long, long time. And I'll speak about more of this after this break.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Cartivite is probably the most misunderstood supplement today. Cartivite is packed full of vitamins at cell level to help your whole body function like it used to. Today's diet is lacking in the trace minerals and nutrients our body needs to maintain our good health. Get the toxins and heavy metals out and allow your body to do the job God intended. Made for the heart, Cartivite helps in so many other ways. So order your 4-month special of either the capsules or tincture for just $125 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. That toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. Cartivite, circulation for life.
I'm Alan Watt, and we're cutting through the matrix. And as I was saying before the break, these boys at the top have planned a particular type of society which will be vegetarian, and the vegetables they will be eating will all be genetically modified, which will also modify the eater, of course. You are what you eat. And I don't trust these characters at the top whatsoever. The same characters who did secret deals with Monsanto and others to test out this new food. Food that was put together by top geneticists from all branches of all kinds of departments, specialities, including warfare departments, to bring you a better carrot or a spud. I don't think so. I think they had something else in mind. And believe you me, they've used food as a weapon for thousands of years, and they're using it again. This is another article I'll read a little bit off before I go to the phones. It ties in with this too. Because you see, the big boys have said from their front organization called the United Nations and the Ministry of Agriculture there, they've said that food was just too important to be left to the farmer. That's why they've been putting you out of business for 40, 50 years. This particular article came out on the BBC News, and this is from 14th of April 2008. French push for economic union food response. France is urging the EU countries to come up with a global initiative on food security in the wake of violence linked to price rises in basic foodstuffs. Demonstrators in Port-au-Prince, Haiti. It says 7th of April. Ministers fear the scenes in Haiti could be repeated elsewhere. Well, this is hype again to get us all terrified and to get us all used to this whole idea. Remember what I said from the Department of Defense's 90-page document they released last year, where they said they could see 30 years of escalating riots. Well, they know what's going on because they're in on the agenda. That's how you can plan and predict what's going to happen. Agricultural Minister Michel Barnier said that Europe could not remain passive and leave the situation to the markets. Now, that also means to the farmer. As he spoke, UN Special Rapporteur Jean Ziegler accused the EU of agricultural dumping in Africa. He said producing biofuels, a key part of the EU's plans to tackle climate change, was a crime against humanity. This is all a con to get you believing that the biofuels that are being sown and harvested are really part of the problem, that they're not growing crops anymore. That isn't quite true. A tiny fraction is going towards this biofuel. And the government has been paying farmers across the world for the last 25 years not to grow certain things and to leave their fields alone. So that throws that one out the window. The European Union has set a target of providing 10% of its fuel for transport from biofuels by 2020, which its own environmental advisors have said should be suspended. It says here, we cannot and we must not leave food for people to the mercy of the rule of the market alone and to international speculation. Michel Barnier, French agriculture minister, said. The European Commission said on Monday that there was no question at the moment of the target being dropped as work was currently underway to implement it in a sustainable way. There's a sustainable part again. According to a spokesman, less than 2% of the EU cereal production is currently used for biofuels. It goes on to say, humanitarian tsunami. Well, they're using all the warfare little words here to make us all terrified. The EU is well aware of the risks of soaring food prices. Well, it should be. See, the EU, when they first brought it into to full strength, in fact, long before that, they had what they called butter mountains, this imaginary butter mountain and sugar mountains and crop mountains and so on. And they were dumping thousands of tons of foodstuff in the English Channel to keep prices up. And that wasn't done by the farmers or the middlemen. It was done on the orders of governments to keep the foods and the prices of the foods high. So here's the same characters at it again, who are now saying they're doing this for their own good. They're well aware of the risks of soaring food prices, and only last week, Development Commissioner Louis Michel warned of the crisis leading to a humanitarian tsunami in Africa. France will take over the presidency of the EU in July. And in a statement on Friday, four ministers made it clear that the violent response to price rises in Haiti could easily be replicated in 30 other countries. Well, I'm sure they've done all their studies on that, with them all lined up like bowling pins. Protests because of a big increase in the cost of rice have led to a number of deaths in Haiti as well as the fall of the government. Mr. Barnier told French Radio Monday, we must not leave food for people, to the mercy of the rule of the market alone, and to international speculation. He's proposing four ideas. Now, these are the four ideas that the UN's been wanting all along. Production of more and better food. Now, what is better food? To enable Europe to respond to the food challenge, to bring together the efforts of various member states to help developing countries rebuild their agriculture. In other words, they want the UN in every country, third world country, and in will come the World Bank and lend money with compound interest, which will bankrupt them all, and then the UN runs the country under the International Monetary Fund. To redirect public development aid towards the agricultural sector and ensure that poor countries do not become the victims of the WTO Doha round of negotiations. Back with more after these messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural wound care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores, also called bed sores. The Healing Formula was developed by a home caregiver with over 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including organic aloe vera gel and 35% hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, decreasing pain, while promoting healing. The Healing Formula has also proved effective in other areas, such as abrasions, cuts, burns, and rashes. There are over 6,000 peer-published documents on the ingredients in this healing bed sore formula, with not one adverse reaction reported when used properly. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you are not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, nurses, and anyone with a non-healing wound. Please visit our website at healingformula.com or call 800-357-2944. That's 800-357-2944.
Once upon a time, Megan, people bought their food at a grocery store.
Oh, I remember.
They're there, Mama.
A grocery store, Dad?
Yes, dear, but that was long ago.
But where did our food come from?
InternetGrocer.net.
InternetGrocer.net? So all these cans?
In uncertain times, we must be prepared. So we buy real canned meats, real canned cheese, and real canned butter from InternetGrocer.net.
Mm. And it's real good, Dad.
Only the highest quality dehydrated and freeze-dried foods and other emergency supplies. Drop-shipped direct from the manufacturers right to our door.
So having stored food on hand means we don't have to go into town, right?
Your father's a wise man, Megan.
Be ready for an emergency with InternetGrocer.net's one-year food supply, featuring the best variety in the business. Foods that will store 7 to 15 years or longer, unopened. Go to internet-grocer.net. That's internet-grocer.net or call 903-356-6443.
Hey, everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. A way for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt, and we're back cutting through the matrix. And it's quite easy to get a tad upset these days when you see coming into being all the things you've been studying your whole life, the stuff that no one wanted to hear years ago. And here it's all happening, and it's presented to the public. It's just all happenstance and coincidence and oversights. And all of that kind of utter nonsense. And the public, of course, being the good-conditioned flock that they are, want to go along with that because the unthinkable is another side of the coin. Unthinkable being that they've been lied about everything they've ever been taught in their entire life. And most cannot go there. Most cannot go there. Now we'll go to the phones now, and there's Tim from Indiana. Are you there, Tim?
Yes, I'm here. Sticking on topic with the food as a weapon tonight, me and my fiance, we went out with her friend, and we were just talking, and her friend ended up having, like, this peanut allergy, and, you know, where she could, like, basically die. And I was just thinking about, you know, all the stuff, you know, going through my mind as far as, like, with allergies and whatnot. But did they, like, modify the peanut to make people, like, really allergic to that, or do you know anything about that at all? Or
yeah, the peanut, whole thing with the peanut started in the late 60s, suddenly. And personally, I don't think it was the peanut that was altered. I think it was the fact that we have been altered with inoculations, and some people react to it more than others. I think that really is the link in the chain there.
Yeah, because she's like, she goes to an allergist, and, you know, she gets loaded with, like, shots and all that stuff, and I'm thinking, I didn't want to say anything because, you know, you don't want to freak people out if that's what they do, but, you know, I'm just thinking, like, wow. So, but that's pretty much it. Just listening, I just wanted to kind of stay on topic. So let's get in there.
Okay.
All right,
that's it's true. By now, the whole idea, you know, since the 1950s, people's health has sunk. It's been plummeting. Since we've had all this wonderful health care and shots and inoculations that are going to protect us against all known diseases. And meanwhile, the death rate is skyrocketing from all kinds of tumors, cancers, and diseases. And we even have juvenile arthritis, and we have almost sterile men walking around today, according to the United Nations. So I think they're right on target. They're bang on target. We're all getting killed off and sterilized by the looks of it. Now we've got John from Florida there. Are you there, John?
Hey, Johnny.
How are you doing?
How you doing, Alan?
I'm surviving just about,
All right, my friend. Just greetings here from sunny Florida to you. I heard one of your callers a couple of days ago and who confessed that he had just recently been awakened, okay?
Yeah.
And he admitted to you that he was better off or felt more comfortable in his ignorance. And you commented to him that ignorance is a bliss, you know?
Yeah.
And I guess he made that comment because of the realization what's coming on down the tube, you know?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
You also made the comment that when Kissinger went to China, he made the comment that anti-globalists are terrorists or will be considered terrorists.
Yeah.
And I was listening to you today on the Intel Strike Report where you made the comment that no matter who the players are in the government, there's a continuum on the agenda and it will have to come to pass, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So no matter who the players are, this agenda has to be fulfilled. That's what I understood.
That's right.
My question to you, Alan, is that it's good to be awakened and have all of this information, right? And I'm one of those who has been listening to you for a while and I've read a lot. And I see what's coming down the pipeline here in the United States. And I see the guns are being turned on the citizens, okay?
Yeah.
One guy calls it the panoptic infrastructure, okay? It's being turned on us, okay?
Yeah.
The satellites are being turned on us.
Mm-hmm.
The guns are being turned on us. The eavesdropping is being turned on us. The spies on the streets are being turned on us.
Yep.
And the question I have for you is, how do we fight back? Because if an anti-globalist will be considered a terrorist, Congress just recently passed H.R. 1955, okay, about domestic terrorism. Dissidents will be considered terrorists.
Yes.
Abortion leaders will be, anti-abortion leaders will be considered terrorists.
Yep.
Anybody who dissents will be considered a terrorist.
Yes, that's right.
They've started a program now where they're going into your houses, Alan, and taking away your guns. Okay.
Yes, I know. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They've got the bigger guns. They've got the infrastructure. They've got the helicopters. They got the M16s, S16s. How do we fight? Because if I, as a little man, take the step, Alan, of dissenting, okay, I will be thrown into a concentration camp.
Yes.
Okay.
I know.
If I go to the institutions that are in place right now, namely like the ACLU, or if I go to the Lawyers Guild, these institutions are worthless right now. Because
yes,
with all the talking they're doing, with all the suits that they're doing against the government. The government is laughing.
Yes, they are.
Huh?
They are.
Look,
I know.
Look at the recent thing that just happened with the memo from Young Yu, right? That just came out, right?
Yeah.
And the report by ABC stating that the big wigs at the White House were involved in this thing. Eh?
Yes. Yes.
And what has the Congress done?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm?
Yeah.
They are just sitting down and playing with the White House, they say. Huh?
Yeah,
they
I know. You don't have a government, and you haven't really had one for a long time. And you have classes. You have now you have bureaucratic classes, and you have professional political classes. They see themselves apart from the general population, and they all play the game with their masters that are much higher than them even, and they are immediately politically correct. Whatever is wrong today is right tomorrow. They'll immediately adapt to it, and they'll speak about it the next day as though they've always said it their whole life long. Political correctness rules at the moment, and that term, political correctness, came right from the Soviet Union. You had to be very politically correct, and when up became down overnight, you had to say so and parrot it exactly. And these shysters at the top are just a bunch of small players, really. They're all millionaires, perhaps, in their own right or their family's right. But so left and right is a big joke. They all have investments in the same international corporations. They all have had seats on the boards or as CEOs of these corporations. And now they pretend they're in politics to serve the public. Well, who's serving whom? They certainly are not serving the public. They're serving us up for catastrophe. That's what they're doing.
Right, right. Well, this is how I see it, Alan. A couple of years ago, the population voted the Congress, the Democratic Congress, into power in the hope that they would change things.
Yep.
And we can see the facade that they're playing. And they realize that the people are waking up.
Mm-hmm.
They realize that the 911 facade that they put up with the commission report, that story is falling apart, okay?
Yes, it is.
And they have sped up the agenda. You follow me?
Mm-hmm.
They are just clamping down left, right, and center because they know that the populace is going to rise against them. So they need to take away our guns and silence us because they know that they're in for some big problem here.
Well, they've known for, as I say, for about 30 years that this would happen. They'd bring us to this stage. And for 30 years, mainly in the United States, they were building internal armies through police recruitment and special branches of police and levels of SWAT teams, all for what's coming up today.
Mm-hmm.
So they're think tanks. They're employed to make, and they're paid big money to read the future and make long-term projections. And they have access, of course, to long-term investments and everything else the U.S. is going to do. So it's no big deal for them to pull off a stunt 30 years after they planned it. But they certainly have tremendous weaponry at play to start herding the public at the right time. And the scary part is so much psychological warfare has been done on Joe Average. He can't even see it. He doesn't even smell the wind. He doesn't smell the fear coming his way. So most of the public are already, and I really mean this, that for them, unfortunately, it's already over. Yeah.
So coming to my question at the inception, I mean, if this has to pass, right?
Yeah.
How, I mean, what can we do? How do we fight the system?
I think it's more of when you realize how long this agenda has been going on and the fake world we were brought up in, as opposed to the real one that the elites' families are brought up in, then you can't stop this thing with a simple solution or even deflect it with a simple, quick solution. In fact, we don't even have... There's no complaints department here. I think what you have to do is probably weather this out almost like an underground... and it will be fought like an underground war, a covert-type war, an information war. And you have to have just a few friends, and even if you have cells, this is traditional, done through the ages, if you have cells
of four
or five, you make sure one person knows another cell and no more in the group knows it, because everything is being infiltrated right now.
Everything.
So you have to really trust just one or two people and try and prepare to come through this yourself, because it's your knowledge. You see, after this is all over and all hell breaks loose and hopefully the big boys start fighting each other, then we need people with memory and history to teach the next generation so we never repeat this. Yeah.
Right.
That's how bad it is, yeah.
Yeah. All right, my brother, I'm going to let you go so some other callers can get in, and I just wanted to compliment you for the good work, and keep up the good fight, my friend.
You take care.
All right, my friend.
Bye now. Now, we've got Carl from Canada. Are you there, Carl?
Oh, yes, I am, Alan. I, like your caller before me, have not been able to locate the complaints department. So
yep.
I made some notes here as to what I was, but, geez, I can't read my own writing, so I'll have to take it right off ad lib here. I implore you, I consider you to be, in many, many ways, my guru. All right, that's not a compliment. It just happens to be a fact. I've listened to you for such a long time, religiously, and if I miss the call, I always tune into the archives. And we have great discussions on your lectures afterwards, and I've come to the conclusion that this agenda that the New World Order is unleashing upon us, the New Armageddon, is definitely going to occur. I have no doubt.
It's actually occurring now. Yeah.
Yes. And so my intention and my purpose for calling today is to request of you, it's a request that, you see, for myself, I have a home in the city and I have a home in the countryside also. And I intend to be in the countryside, and if I'm able to read the indicators before they unleash this, as I call it, Armageddon on us, I intend to be in the countryside. But unfortunately, even though I have my food storage and my alternative forms of energy, and I really doubt that when they're finished herding the sheep, the city sheep,
mm-hmm.
Which I tend to be off and on, and when they finish herding the sheep into their little collection depots, and I don't want to explore what they're going to do with these sheep or how long they'll do it for, but with these sheep, but those of us in the countryside, how are we going to avoid detection? I was hoping that I could perhaps make a request that maybe your dialogues could maybe include a little bit of how to... I noticed one caller once called in, that was about a month ago, and he was talking about how they would be able to pass a house and with their radar devices, or they'd be able to see inside the house exactly what kind of food storage you have. And I thought, well, geez, if I'm storing food, it's practically a stopover station for these deployments.
Mm-hmm.
Rounding people up in the countryside. So if I'm storing food, who am I storing it for? The United Nations or for myself? Are you interested in perhaps maybe just giving us a little bit of some of the techniques on how we can, as this one fella, he elaborated on how to, cover the inside of your walls with some kind of, metallic.
You can go to all these lengths, and these have been discussed over Patriot Radio for years, and what you can do. But I think, to be honest with you, this war will be fought in two different planes. You'll have people who come and go from those in the country and going back into the city, and it'll be very hush-hush type of communication, if it have to be. And also those in the country have to expect to move deep into wilderness if need be, and survive that way, because you're quite right, they plan eventually to try and corral the whole planet and everybody in it.
Yes.
But that'll take time. However, sitting in a house is going to be like a sitting duck, really, eventually.
There you go. So, so it is that grim, isn't it? So then we agree then. We agree. I wanted to hear you.
Oh, it is that grim. There's no doubt about it. These guys literally, you see, to be a god, you have to have everybody bowing the knee. One person who is not bowing the knee, it means that they haven't achieved full god status. So these characters who are sadists, basically, want everyone corralled and into their system and being subservient and bowing to them. So they're going to go after everyone eventually. But you're right, the cities are to be corralled first. The plague will be the greatest excuse for doing so. And I'm sure that's what eventually they will release at the right time. They don't even have to release it. They tell you they've released it and show you some pictures on with two guys and with a stretcher. And that's all it will take to convince the public.
All right.
But I might do more talks than that in the future, though.
Okay. Thank you. I'd appreciate it. I'd love to hear some of your, maybe the techniques.
Will do. And so I'll be back with more after these messages.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're going to start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm going to say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watts. We're back cutting through the matrix, and there's four callers just came in, so we'll try and rush through as fast as we can. We've got Mark from New York. Are you there, Mark?
Yes I am, Alan, thank you. You woke up to being sprayed this morning, you said.
It's been happening for a few days, but really, really bad now.
For a change over here in New York, I monitor the sky every day, and for 3 days it's been crystal clear out. Can you believe it? I'm in shock. I haven't seen any streams coming out of any planes, and I'm very grateful because I got a little bit of that bronchitis, as you were saying. called you about 2 weeks ago about the truck drivers in America who wants to go on strike, and I really believe that can still happen at the end of the month, because I noticed that fuel prices went up about exactly 10 cents in just 1 week over here. And, of course, nobody's talking about it, and everybody knows.
No, they don't even complain anymore. You see, the people are drugged. I can remember when they would bitch about 3 cents. And now they don't even complain when it jumps 5, 10, or even 20.
Yeah. So now it's three over here. It's $3.59 a gallon now. It's,
yes,
I can't afford it, and I have a decent job.
here in Canada, we're up to 1.23 cents per liter. There's 3.8 liters to the gallon.
Uh-huh.
So we're paying about $4.50 or $4.60 a gallon right now.
Oh God. And the last thing I want to ask a question about inoculations. I'm trying to talk to my daughter. I just became a grandfather, and already my grandson's already 3 weeks old, and he's already gotten his second immunization shot. He just had a hepatitis shot. I didn't think they gave hepatitis shots to such young kids, young babies. I don't know if you're up on that, but is there anything that I could say to her that she doesn't want to talk to me about, you know?
You can't. The medical industry geared all their drama and fictional TV things and doctors and hospitals, they geared it towards the female psyche. From the very early days of Dr. Kildare and all these TV fictional dramas, it was aimed at the female, and it's the mother who generally takes them for their shots. So they wanted, this was an agenda a long time ago, and it's unfortunate because I just read a report from the Mormons in Utah. Strange enough, now they're under attack as well by the federal government after a document was released that they have no autism at all. They don't have all these childhood diseases that we think is normal. It's only normal because we get all these problems with the sniffles and the earaches after the inoculations. That's obvious evidence. Yeah.
So, what I'm going to do, I'm going to burn a disc of this program and send it to her, because I think she should respect someone other than her father giving her advice, because I'm very concerned about the inoculations.
Yeah, you should. So thank you
very much for taking my call.
Thanks for calling. Now, we've got Ross in Washington. Are you there, Ross?
Yes, I'm here, Alan. Thanks for taking my call. Like yourself, I also have a Celtic allergy to tyranny, and that's why I enjoy listening to you.
Yeah, it's awful, isn't it?
It is. You just can't help yourself. What I wanted to talk about briefly was instinct. I recently picked up a copy of Aldous Huxley's Brave New World, and I hadn't gotten to about page 19 when they were already talking about and putting babies in a room and assaulting them with sirens and loud explosions, and it took me back to my first day of primary school. My mom took me by the hand up to a large, foreboding Victorian building, sandstone, iron gates, and I did not want to let go of her hand. All my instincts were telling me to not let go of her hand, but of course I did, and I went through all the same conditioning, and just not as concentrated. It just was spread out over through my primary and high school years, so...
Yeah. Well, thanks for calling, though, Ross. That's the end of the show kicking in there. But calling again.
I'd like
and,
to talk about that.
From Hamish and myself up in Ontario, Canada, it's good night to me, your God, or your gods go with you.
Pain.